Okay, today's daf is Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Pei Beis. Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Pei Beis. And again, these shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family from Baltimore, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Bas Bar Barablei Basriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Yehuda Rubin Alehem Hashalom. So we are into Brachas Pei Beis, the last section of the Tumah V'Tahara issues that come up here. So we had a machlokas yesterday in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about what to do with the towel after one dries one's hands. To note, the drying of the hands is also part of the mitzvah. We know one is not allowed to eat with wet hands, and the drying of the hands is part of the mitzvah. That's why our minhag, even though some suggest otherwise, but our minhag, what the Shulchan Aruch says is that, you know, because we have the issue with overlasiyasa, and most of the time, most mitzvahs, it's simple. You make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. But by a couple of mitzvahs, it's a little tricky, because our hands are tameh, so we don't want to make the bracha while our hands are tameh. Or you have also, by overlasiyasa, an issue by halakas neir Shabbos. A woman is makabal Shabbos when she says the word, so what does she do? By the mitzvah of tevila. So by a couple of mitzvahs, the mitzvah of a dalid minim, a couple of mitzvahs, the overlasiyasa becomes a little tricky. So what do we do? By each one, so we try to have a patent. We try to figure out what exactly to do. So by Dalad Minim, Tosfos has four different dayas, but the Minhag Olam is to hold the extra upside down. So that's why you're not Yotzei before, and then you make the bracha, then you turn it over. By Hadlakas Neir Shabbos, a woman lights candles but doesn't focus or get Hana from the candles. And therefore, then she says, covers her eyes and says, L'hadak Neir Shal Shabbos, and then gets Hana from the candles. She's supposed to get Hana from the candles then. She can't just look away, because that's Ki'ilu, it's an Overlasi Yasan. And by Netilas Yadayim, what do we do? So we have to wash our hands beforehand, but at least before the drying of the hands, because that's also part of the mitzvah, drying the hands. And that's what our Mishnah speaks about. What should you do with the towel that now has a little bit of moisture in it, but one should make sure that one dries the hands, because that's also part of the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. So Beis Shammai said you have to be nervous about the moisture from inside the towel being metami the hands, and then you're going to be metami the food. And Beis Hillel says you don't have to worry about that. You can just put it on the cushion, even though it might be tameh. We don't have to be choshish about that. And the Gemara said, why does Beis Hillel say that? Because we're not worried about the liquid inside. And ein yadayim lechulin. The only issue is srach truma, and they made the takana to start the meal. So the Gemara says, so Beis Shammai is really nervous. Beis Shammai is nervous about chulin food becoming tamei. Why is he so choshish about this? Right? Nobody says that. You see in the Charedim, zetema. Right? It's tema because what the hands are going to be sheni, and therefore the food is going to be shlishi. There's no shlishi when it comes to chulin. Right? You want to make of the beginning of the meal, you have a takana connected to truma. Fine, but here we're just talking about chulin food. And chulin food, we're worried about the liquid making the hands tameh, and then the hands making the food tameh. That would be a worry of making chulin into a shlishi, and there's no such thing as chulin making a shlishi. So what exactly is Beis Shammai worried about in our case? So the Gemara says, two suggestions, tipater, answer it either, okrib, shimimena lazar, okrib, lazar bar tzadok, like one of these great tanaim, and that's how you will be mokim the Mishnah. What do these tanaim say? Krib shimimena lazar ditani, Rabbi Shimon Elazar omer, bishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, in the name of Rabbi Meir, that we know that in the Yudchas Dvarim that we've mentioned already in the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, one of them was the Netilas Yadayim, says the Shimon Elazar in the name of Rabbi Meir, that they made a takana for chulin also. If you look in the Haredim, he quotes, Tamayo de Beishamit Shelik Shimon Elazar, de Amar, de Chigazi Tumar Rabbanan, Ayadayim Bishmona Asar Davar, when the Rabbanan goes there, Tuma, on hands, regarding the 18 decrees, Lo Atruma Bilvad. They made a takana for truma and chulin. You have to wash your hands when you eat food. So what they do, midrabanan. So they made hands the status of whatever is needed to be metame chulin. So for truma is even tame if it becomes a shlishi. So all Chazal had to do was to make hands into a sheni. If they give the hands a status of a sheni, then it can be metame truma, and therefore you have to wash your hands to prevent truma from becoming tame. But chulin, as we know, could only become a sheni at most. Right, not worse than that, not a shlishi. So therefore, they had to make the hands rishon, give it the status of rishon in order for the hands to become a rishon in order for the food to become a sheni if the unclean, if the tamei hands touch. So therefore, Shimon Elazar says this at takana by chulin, just like there's a takana by truma. So that's what our mission is talking about. Beis Shammai holds like that opinion, that even by chulin we're nervous about tamei hands, right? Velo back to the charedim. Velo sheni l'tuma gazrolam eladin rishon l'tuma. Those are sheni af l'chulin. So therefore, in our mishnah, we're right about the liquid touching the hands, and the hands would become a rishon, and then the food would become a sheni, the chulin food. So therefore, that's the chash. So Beis Shammai holds like Rishon ben Elazar. So we're not worried about the chulin becoming a shlishi, which doesn't exist, but about the chulin becoming a sheni. Number one. Oh, Kribalaz Bar Tzadok, or maybe like Rabbalazar Bar Tzadok, Detanina Tamam, because we learned it in Mishnah, Meseches Taros, right? The only Mesechta that's also the name of the Seder. In the days of old, there was another one, Meseches Nezikin. The three Babas wore one Mesechta, which were in Seder Nezikin. But here we have Mishnah Taros, Detanina Tamam, Chul and Shinasu Al Gabi HaKodesh. The Bavli calls this Chulin Shenasu al Taharas HaKodesh. There were those families that ate Chulin with the same stringency that they ate that they would eat Kachim in order to keep themselves in practice so that when they actually would have Karbanos, so they had the same level. So does that Chulin that people are treating as Kachim, does that really have the status of Kachim in the terms of Tumah V'Tahara? That's what the Mishnah is talking about, that type of Chulin. Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh, or Shenasu Al Gabe HaKodesh, as is mentioned here. So that's a Machlokas Tanoim. Hare Eluka Chulin. The Tanakhama says, no, you personally are treating it like Kachim, but it's really Chulin. And that's Beis Hillel Shita. And therefore, because it's Chulin, so you have to be nervous about the moisture of the towel going on the hands, going on the food. It's Chulin, and therefore, there is no, there's nothing to be nervous about. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, no. Hare Elu, but they treat it like Kachim, but Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok says, so we don't go to either extreme. We're not going to treat it like Kachim, but we're not going to treat it like Chulin either. Chulin, we know, could only become a Sheni. And Kachim could become even a Revi'i in Kachim. So we'll treat this, Chulin, Shnasa, there's a Kodesh in the middle, it could become a Shlishi like Truma. Hare Elu Kitruma Litame Shnayim Velifsol Echad. The Charedim explains here, but it's one of the rules and regulations and formulations in Tumah V'Tahara. Whenever it says the word Tame in the Brises and the Mishnayis, that means something could become Tame and make something else Tame. If it uses the word Pasol, that means it could become Tame, but it can't make anything else Tame. So Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok says this chulin that's treated like kachim is kitshuma latami shtayim. It has the power to make other things tame and give the power over to bimatame. Meaning, this chulin, if it touches something, it can make it a rishon and make it a sheni, and those both could make something else tame, shlishi, but v'lif solechad, right, that last stage of making it into a shlishi, that's not transferable. That doesn't transfer, right? So they look at the Charedim. He says, kol shet b'tame acher, nikra tame. V'she'en b'tumaso koach l'tame acher, pasol ikri v'lo tame. And that's what he quotes from the language of the last parak of Meseches Chagiga, harevi'i bakodesh, pasol Vashlishi Batruma, Revi Bakodesh, right? So a karban that's a Revi, it's possible. That means it is Tamei, but it cannot pass that Tuma to anyone else. Truma, a Shlishi Batruma, is possible, right? So that's the Lashonos here. So Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok says that that's the status that we give to the Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh. And that's what our mission is talking about. We're not talking about Stam Chulin. We're talking about Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh. And that is why Beis Shammai is nervous, because Beis Shammai holds like a Elazar bar Tzadok that we treat it like Truma. And therefore the hands that became Tameh from the liquid in the towel make it Tameh. And Beis Hillel is not worried, because he holds like the Tanakama, that Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh, Hare Elu Kechulin. And that is what we hold. If you look in Avos HaTuma, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes, just find it in Avos HaTumas, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. That is what the Rambam Paskins, Yud Aleph, let's find it for a second, says the Rambam, Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas Truma, Hashlishi Shebehen Pasul Ketruma. Vimnaga Bakodesh, Eino Oseo Revi. V'chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh, Hashlishi Shebehen Tohar Kechulin. Right, the chulin shal daras hakodesh, their shlishi is tar, meaning it's considered chulin. Says the Rambam, the Ravid has a pshat about this. Right, that's machlokas Rambam Ravid. You can look there and the long kesef Mishnah trying to figure out how it fits in to the Gemara. Okay, tanan tama taninan. We learned in a Mishnah. We're going to relate this Mishnah to our Mishnah here. We learned in a Mishnah in Idios. Remember, Idios was when the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to convince Vespasian to move the Sanhedrin to Yavne to save the Sanhedrin, right, we know that was a decision that might have irked him his entire life. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin, after he asked Vespasian, Tein li Yavne v'chachamea, to move the Sanhedrin to Yavne, Rabbi Akiva there in this quote in the Gemara is saying, I don't know why he didn't answer the Beis HaMikdash. But he obviously felt that that would be too much. Fascinating, Rav Soloveitchik notes, maybe others Achronim also, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, on Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara says, on his deathbed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw two paths in front of him. He sees Gan Eden and he sees Gehenim. And he's not sure which path he's being led down. What do you mean, which path? He was the Gadol Hador. Even if he has anava, humility, but he knows he dedicated his life to Torah and mitzvos, and he made nine takanas, zecher lemikdash, zecher lechurban, how could he really think that he had two paths in front of him? Says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe it's this decision. The decision not to ask for the Beis HaMikdash. You know, in life, we try to do our best, but we don't know. We don't know whether our decisions are perfect or not. So maybe till the end of his life, he really didn't know whether he had made the right decision or not. And therefore, at the end of his life, he had that pain, and he wondered which path he was going down. Claius, for the history, has told us that he made the right decision, because he saved Torah, because the Beis HaMikdash wasn't going to be saved. But he saved Torah, and that's what happened in Yavne. So in Yavne, they all gathered, and the one amazing day that all the Talmidim that knew the transmissions and the conversations of Torah from the previous generation, they came and they testified in front of the Sanhedrin, and they recorded it, and that's all documented in Maseches Idios. So that's why Maseches Idios, if you're ever bored of the topic, just wait till the next part of the Mishnah, and there'll be a new topic. So Taman Tanina, we learned there in Maseches Idios, Hasach Shemen Tahor. If somebody smears himself with Tar Shemen, Nitma, and then the person becomes Tameh, so the oil on their body also becomes Tameh, the Yared Betavel, and he goes to the mikvah without taking the oil off. He goes to the mikvah, and he is Tovel, and he comes out of the mikvah. So what's the halacha? Beishamay Omrim, right? What meaning? What's the given? The given is generally food. Once food is tamei, there is no way to make it tahar. A person, we mentioned a few days ago, right? What can become tamei? Adam v'kelim ochlim umashkim. Adam v'kelim can become tamei, and then they can become tahar. Adam v'kelim ochlim umashkim can become tamei, but they cannot become tahar unless it's water. Water is the only thing. You could connect it to a mikveh and hashaka and all the different zriya, all the different ways to make water tar. But if something else other than water, all other foods, they cannot become tar once they're tamei. So what about here? That's the issue here. You have oil that became tamei from the person, was on the person, it was smeared on the person. Then the person became tamei, so the oil became tamei, and he went to the mikveh and he came out. And what happens if there's still oil on him? Beishamay omrim, afal pi, shuman, not dev tar. Even if he's still dripping with the oil, it's tar. The oil is tar. It's not tamei. Make him tamei. Why? The Haredim explains, because the oil is batel to the person. Beishamay sabri din is batel Hashem and begufo. Beishamay says the oil is batel. V'yafal pisha notev mi'al basar achar chotavel. Even though it's still dripping. Ukegufo chashuv ve'en lo din mashke. It's like his body. It doesn't have the status of a mashke. So even if it's dripping, Beishamay is mekel. Ubeis hillel omrim. Beis hillel says no. Tamei. Beis hillel says it is tamei. If it has, as long as it has a little bit left on it, right? As long as there is enough to smear a limb of a child. Look in the Charedim, Beis Hillel Savri, Lomi Bay Menatev Delo Batel. Not only if it's dripping, is it not Batel? Elafila Lomenatev, even if it's not so much, it's not dripping. Rakshi Ishbo Kadesicha Zever Katan, Dahainu Etzpaktana Shebiyad, to smear the little finger, Lo Batel. Evahadam Tamei, Mibnei Hashem and Sha'olav. And he goes, so the person becomes tamei then because of the oil. The person became tar in the mikvah, but then he comes out. The shemen is still tamei, and therefore the shemen is metameim. Less than that, less than sichas yerakatan, that's not called a mashke. So that's the first half. But then the Mishnah says, v'maya shemen tamei mitchilaso. What if the oil, that the first case of the Mishnah was that it was tahar oil, and then he became tamei. But what if it was tamei oil when he put it on? So tamei oil already is more significant by itself. It's not batel. So each shita is one step more chamor. V'maya shemen mitchilaso. Beit Shammai omrim k'dei sichas ever katan. There Beit Shammai says, like what Beis Hillel said in the first place, right? If there's sichas ever katan, there's a little oil left, enough to smear a small limb. So then Beit Shammai is going to say that that's metamei the person again. Or Beis Hillel omrim mashka tofeach. And Beis Hillel says, in that case, no, even less than that, even a tiny amount, enough that mashka tofeach, that it can make you tamei if you touch it. make you wet if you touch it. The Charedim says on the bottom, im yitin kaf yado aleha yilach lechosa. Right, it doesn't say tofeach amanas latfiach. Does mashka tofeach? A little bit will make you wet. You'll feel the moisture if you touch it. So, and Reb Yehuda om Reb Yishun beisilo tofeach umatfiach. Okay, a little bit more than that. But either way, this is the Mishnah in Maseches Idios that talks about the oil. So we'll talk about tefillah about this in a minute, but first let's continue the Gemara. So michlav hashidason. So says the Gemara, isn't this an opposite our Mishnah? Because what do you see in this Mishnah? Beisilo says that you're concerned that there's a little moisture there that's going to re-contaminate, make the person tummy. Beishamay is not worried about it. That's the opposite of our Mishnah, about the worry about the liquid in the towel. Michlav hashitason. The Beisilo taman amrin tummy. Over there, by the mikvah case, by the oil case, Beisilo says, tummy, we're worried about the liquid in there. V'hach amrin tar. And here in the beged, in the towel, he's not worried. Right, he said, at the end of yesterday's daf, right, he said, Safik mashkin lidam tar, he's not worried about the liquid in there. So why is that? The Gemara answers, there's a difference. Taman ve'inohu. Over there on the person, it's on the body, the liquid. It's a ba'en. It's an entity on the body. That's why there's more of a worry. V'hacha balua b'mapahu. On the towel, it's absorbed. It's absorbed in the garment. Therefore, there is less of a chash. And therefore, Beis Shammai would be, Beis Hillel would be machmir, more machmir there, and more mekel here, not worried about the tum. The tevila itself is fascinating when we talk about the mitzvah of tevila, right? There is a mitzvah of tevila. If somebody wants to stay tameh, then they can stay tameh in certain cases. But the Rambam talks all about the mikvah. That's the last set of halachas. We spoke a couple of days ago about the structure of Sefer Tara. The Rambam counts hilchas mikvos, one mitzvah. She yitbo kol tameh b'mei mikvah v'yachar kach yitar. Person goes into the mikvah and then becomes tar. That's what the Mishnah here in Idios discusses. And the Rambam says, "Kol atmeim bein adam bein kelim bein shenitmu b'tuma chamura shel Torah bein shenitmu b'tuma shel devrehem. Whether they become tamei daraisa derabanan ein lam tara ela b'tfila b'mayim hanikvim b'karka." Mikvah is from the word gathered. Mikuven nikvim yikavu hamayim. Kaddish Baruch Hu says in Brachos. So that's the any person who's tamei adam kelim. It doesn't matter, right? Mikvah, you always need a mikvah. Right, the only tumah that does that needs to be more than a mikvah, of course, is tumas meis. Kol makam shenemar b'torah rechitzas basar v'kibus begadim minat tmeos. Whenever the Torah talks about washing begadim and washing your body, it doesn't mean just washing in the shower. Eino ela tfilas kol guf b'mikvah. That's what it means. V'zeh shenemar bazav v'yadav oshutaf b'mayim klomer sheyitbo kol gufo v'ogin l'shar tmeim v'chal dvar me'ela afal pishen mipi ha'shmua. Even though all of this is Torah Shebal Peh, all of these halachas, but how much you need. Harei Namer b'mayim yuva v'tameh ad erev v'taher. Binyanav l'chol ha'tameyim sheyavau b'mayim. Right, they all have to come into the mayim. And then he goes through what's not, klicheres v'chulu. The end of the Rambam, the end of Hilchot Mikvot. That's the first halach of Hilchot Mikvot. And then the Rambam says, of course, a mikvah is symbolic to us. Davar barur v'galui, says the Rambam. It's clear. Shat tumas v'taros gzeras ha'kosav hein. Right, there's no dirt. Tumah doesn't make you physically dirty. It's all gzeras hakasev. The ena midvarim shedaito shalada machra asosam. It is not things that we can understand or it's logical or that we could have come up with on our own. Farhein mechlal achukim. All tumah v'tara. V'chein atfila menatumos mechlal achukim. Also tfila from tumah is chok. What tumah is chok and tara is chok. She'ena tuma tit otsoa shetavar b'mayim. Tuma is not dirt or mud that could be got. You go into the water, you're cleansed. Elixeris akasiv hi v'adavar talvi b'kavanas halev. It's exeris akasiv, and it's totally on the heart, on the kavana. If you didn't know what you were doing, you weren't machzik yourself, so you just fell in, then for certain halachas, maybe for nida, you're tar, but not for more than that. V'yafa pikein, and even though it's a total chok, says the Rambam remez yesh bedavar. There is a hint, there's a message. Remez. The Rambam uses the Lashon remez when he wants to talk about messages, like Rosh Hashanah, the shofar, Nilchas Shuvah. Says the Rambam here, remez yesh bedavar. Shekashem sham mechavin libo litaher. Kimen shetava tar. Just like somebody who focuses on tara. Once he goes to the mikvah, tar v'yafa pishlon is chadish begufa davar. Even though there's nothing new in the body, but his status changes. So to somebody who focuses their heart to cleanse themselves from the spiritual tumah, sinful thoughts and inappropriate deos, tahar. Once you've decided to go away from them and bring your soul into the mehadas of Torah and chachma, tahar. V'hareyu omer, and he ends off with the pasuk, v'zarakti aleichem ayim tahorim utahartem, mikol tumoseichem, u'mikol gulaleichem atar eschem, I will help you matahar you, says the Rambam. So that's a gorgeous Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, that even though ultimately becoming tamei is a chok, becoming tahar is a chok, how a mikvah works, but still, a lot of it is totally on Kavanas Halev, and we have to do our best to focus on that. The Sefer HaChinuch, I think we also mentioned a couple weeks ago, in terms of the mitzvah of Tefillah, where he talks about a different message that maybe we're supposed to think about, but it complements the Rambam. We're supposed to think about being reborn in the water, right? It's like we came out of the amniotic fluid when we were born. That's what we're supposed to think about when we come out of the mikvah. That is the chinuch. Let's continue now. Again, a lot more, but let's continue with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Beishamay Omer. Next, Machlokes, Beisham Beisil regarding Seuda. Beishamay Omer, Mechavden Esabayis, V'acharkach, Notlin Liadayim. First, you're Mechavid the Bayis, and then you're Notlin Liadayim. What is this talking about? So, in the days of old, right, if they ate on the floor, they swept the floor. They ate on the table, they swept the table. Says, I'll just give the Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah says, Pirish min hagam haya achar achila kodem berachas amazon. Their minhag was before, after they ate, before benching, l'salek hashochan, they cleaned up. U'lechabed hamakom min ha'atzamos v'apirurin shenaflu sham. And they got the bones and the crumbs, they got everything away before they benched. Beishamai says, first you have to do that sweep, and then you wash your hands, and then you do mayim achronim. It's the opposite. Beisilah says, no, you can wash your hands first, and then you can be mechabed the bias, and then you can sweep up the crumbs. What's the issue? So, by tamayin de beishamai, mipnei uvden ochlin. The potential, the discussion here that we're talking about is batashchus, right? The destruction of food, right? And that's the issue that's behind. And therefore what? And therefore, if you're going to wash your hands, you're going to do mayim achronim, and there's still food around, so you're going to ruin the food. And then it's going to be ibud ochlin. It's going to end up being a form of bal tashchis. And Beis Shammai adds, and you're allowed to use any kind of waiter that you want. So the waiter is not going to know, even an Am Haaretz waiter, he's not going to know to take away the big pieces of food before you bench. He's just going to bring out mayim achronim. So therefore, there's a worry. And therefore, there's a rule. Beis Shammai says, you got to clean up before you do mayim achronim. Well, my time in the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, "Am Hashamash pikeach?" If the Shamash is smart, and Beis Hillel says, and we add, the Gemara says that Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to use a Shamash Am Haaretz, so he's going to know the halacha. So, being that he's going to be smart, Harizemaver Pirurin, we'll use the girsa of the Mefarshim here. They'll take off the Pirurin on the side of the Shinin Eschos Sheyesh Bahem Kizayis, right? The big pieces that have a Kizayis, they will be removed. Umeiniach Pirurin Pachos Mikizayis, and the tiny little crumbs you can leave because there's no Ibud Ochlin, there's no Baltashkas by the tiny little crumbs. And then Benotan Liadayim, and then you could, right, you could, he'll take off the big pieces, then he'll do my Machronim, and then they'll sweep up the rest just to clean up afterwards, right? Because you don't want to leave even crumbs and stuff around. So therefore, Beis Hillel says there is no worry there. Batashkes itself, we know, is an Issa D'Oraisa, right? This is D'Oraisa for sure in some cases, but the Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, the context of Batashkes we know is by fruit trees, right? If we besiege a city, Kisatzar Alir Yamim Rabim Lihilachim Alelatav Solo Sashkes Zaitza, do not destroy the trees, Kimi Menu Tochel Vo Solo Sichros. Right, Pashas is a Baltashkas is an Isser Daraisa. The Rambam says in Ochas Malachim and Perek Vav. Right, Kol Makom Hakotitz Ilan Ma'achal Derech Hashchasa Loke. Malchus always means Daraisa. Right, Daraisa. And then the Rambam adds below Ha'ilanos Bilvad, not only trees. El Kol HaMeshaber Kalim. Anybody who breaks Kalim, the Korea Bagadim or tears clothing, the Horeis Binyan. Destroys structures for no reason. Vesose mayan, or closes up a mayan. Uma'abed ma'achalos derech hashchasa over below tashkas. It's a violation of al tashkas. Veina loke, but then the Rambam has the words. Veina loke elamachas mardus midivrehem. But there's no malchus. So the Rambam says it's a daraisa by trees and by everything else. It is what? Question, how do you understand this? So some of the Farshim say, oh, everything else is drabanan. Because the Rambam says malchus mardus. But it doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. Because it sounds like he's including even in the Issa D'Oraisa. So it could be that it is Issa D'Oraisa, but you're not going to get Malchus because it's not Mefurish B'kra. Rav Asher Weiss points out numerous times that the Rambam, especially in the Rambam, there are many examples where the Rambam has the Iker HaMitzvah and the nigrarim achar ha-mitzvah. That everything's daraisa, but even within the mitzvah, there are tfelim in the mitzvah. This is one of the examples that he gives, Baal Tashchis. Also another example is by the mitzvah of eating kachim. The Rambam says, eating chatas and asham, and then nigrarim is the other, you know, shlamim and others. There's the ikar ha-mitzvah, and then the nigrarim achar ha-mitzvah. It's also daraisa, but just different levels within the daraisa. But that's Baal Tashchis too. Seems to be two general camps within Baal Tashchis to understand, you know, what the Isra is about. Either, right, the Sefer HaChinuch seems to have one approach. Shol lahashkos ilani ma'achal, he says the Sefer HaChinuch, shorash mitzvah yadua. Well, let's say the other way first. The pashup shot is that don't destroy something because you should be getting benefit from it. And if you're squandering the hana'a that we could get, and because of that, says the Nitziv, to komach nitzrach lahana'as ha'adam, mitzvah shalol lahashkos, elo lahonos mimenu. Right? Have benefit. Hashem gives you something to get benefit from. Benefit from it. You're squandering the benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. The other pshat is what the Chinuch himself says, and that is, it's about not becoming destructive people. Shorash mitzvah yadua, k'dei l'lami nafshenu le'ehova tov ha'to'elos li'davik bo. U'mitol kach tidbak banu ha'tova v'narchik mikol davar ra'o mikol davar shchasa. Like the Chinuch always says, acharei ha'pulos nimshachos alavavos. Right, we know great leaders that don't even destroy a gargar shel chardal. Right, a tiny little piece. Right, meaning focused on the gavra, not the chefsa squandered, but the gavra being destructive. And there are many nafkaminas. What happens if something is worth more to you in its destroyed state? What about l'shem mitzvah? What about pachos mikashir, as we just, our discussion. Right, you might have said that according to the Chinuch, maybe even pachos mikashir should be a problem. Because it's about the destructive act. It's not about the chefsa. It's about the destructive act. But if you say it's about the chefsa, obviously then it will have a limit. Unless you say, even the Chinuch would agree, that if it's a destructive act on such a tiny little thing, that's not going to have an effect on us. That's not going to have an effect. Either way, this is the discussion. Somebody told me there's something called, I've never seen it, I don't know about it, I think in America it's more common, a cake smash, that you take great pictures with babies, just giving them a piece of cake and let them destroy it and get great pictures. L'chora, that's a problem. L'chora, that's taking a wonderful piece of wonderful cake and at the expense of the child just for great pictures, definitely not in the spirit of the right thing to do. But that's in terms of Baal Tashchis. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, Halacha Hey. What happens if somebody's having a late meal? You only have one cup of wine. We had related issues beforehand relating to this, but here, Beis Shammai says, what do you do with Abdallah and Berchas HaMazon? So Beis Shammai Omer, everybody agrees you do Abdallah last, because you don't want it to appear that the Shabbos is a burden, right? There's no Kiddush, right? We're not talking about Shabbos going into Yontif. It's just a regular Motzi Shabbos. So, B'shamei Omrim, ner mazon b'samim Havdalah. You push off Havdalah because you want it to be a burden. You have to do ner quickly first because you want to be able to use the light. The light might go out. U'beisil Omrim, no, ner b'samim. You put ner and b'samim together. Again, because those two go together always. That's part of the Havdalah ceremony, umazon v'avdalah. Then you berchaz amazon and havdalah. This is the Mishnah. So that's one machlokes in the Mishnah. The second machlokes in the Mishnah is, what about the nusach habracha for havdalah? Veshamei omrim shebara ma'or ha'ish. He created the light of fire. Beisila omrim borei ma'orei ha'ish. He creates the lights of fire. What is this about? So if you look in the Shnos Eliyahu on the Mishnah, the Gra points out that the Vizesh Amru Kipligi B'ma'aru Ma'ore B'shamai holds that you focus on the creation of fire. That's why it's past tense, bara, and it's ma'or, because when Hashem created fire, it was one light. Ma'or ha'ish. Beis Hillel says, no, you focus on now, the fire today. Borei, it's continuously being created, and ma'orei, now fire has a number of lights in it. There's orange and red and yellow, so that the both of these, the past and the present, and the plural and the singular, they all are connected. Beis Shammai Zal Pligi, Mevarchan ha'ma'or echa, dayno ha'yisod ha'ish, om al ma'orei ha'ish alanu, she'ish ba'harbe gvanim. Beis Shammai Savri, chada no'or ha'ik benura, pirish, b'yisod ha'ish, hin gavon echad. There's one. V'yal karchach, Sarach lomer bara ma'or, shebi yisoda ish, shayach loshon avar, shekfar bara. Ubeis hilo savri, no, anu mavarcha nami al shelanu, shanu motzi and tamid. We're making our fire that we make. Vaharbig vanam yeshlo, and has many colors. The gama yisoda ish, shu gavan, echad, sarach lomer borei, because there are many different colors. That's bara and borei, and ma'or and ma'orei. Beishamay and Beisal. That might be part of a larger machloka Beishamay Beisal Hashkafa, which maybe we'll get to at another time. Tani, Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nechla Beishamay Beisal, different version. Beishamay Rabbi Yehuda says, Beishamay Beisal, don't argue, Ala Mazon Shu Betchila, Berchas Amazon is for sure first. V'yal Avdala Shu Basov and Avdala is last. Focus is, Alma Nechlaku, Alma Arval Besamim. What about the Ner and the Besamim? Beishamay Omrim Besamim Umar. Beishamay says, first Besamim. U Beisal Omrim Ma'aru Besamim. Beishila says, first Ner. Rabbah, Rav Yehuda, B'shem Rav, Halacha G'derei Misha Omer, B'samim V'yachun Gachmar. Right, what do we do? We have B'samim first, and then we have Ner. That's what we do in our Havdalah every week. Again, B'samim is for the Neshama Yaseira, which we discussed. What about Yantif? But that makes us feel good. And the Eish is for the two reasons. The fire was created on Moti Shabbat. Either Hashem showed fire to Adam, that was the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, or the Gemara Pesachim, Bavli, Daf Nun Dal Adam and Aleph, that Adam Arishon himself made fire on Motzei Shabbos. Either way, it was created then, and that's why we have the bracha dafka on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, we will stop here.